U.S. Representative Ginny Brown Waite angered many last month when she referred to residents of Guam and Puerto Rico as foreign citizens. Her comments came in a press release regarding the tax rebates that Americans will receive under Congress's economic stimulus package. Today, nearly 100 people protested against Brown Waite outside her Brooksville office. A busload of more than 50 Puerto Ricans and their supporters from Orlando joined two dozen Hernando County residents in a march down Brooksville's Main Street to the steps of the Hernando County Courthouse. Hector Torres is from Brooksville.
I'm here to demonstrate for the Puerto Ricans for what she said was wrong. You know, talking about we're immigrants, we actually belong in this country if everybody really looks at it. And to me, is if you look at it, everybody's an immigrant in this country. You know, this belongs to the Indians. And I just feel like what she did was wrong. I mean, she said it was a mistake. What she said, well, what she wrote, and she said she was going to apologize. And if that was a mistake, then she's in the wrong line of work.
Guam and Puerto Rico are U.S. territories, so their residents are U.S. citizens, contrary to the statement made by Brown Waite in her January press release. She said residents of those territories don't pay federal income taxes, so they should not receive the tax rebate. Before they got off the bus, out-of-town protesters sang the Puerto Rican national anthem. Paul Ramos is of Puerto Rican ancestry, lives in Spring Hill, and voted for Brown Waite.
As a Puerto Rican, my vote was wasted, and I still stand by that. And I'm going to make sure that all my friends that are Republicans, also Puerto Ricans and non-Puerto Ricans, go against her when she goes for re-election. I feel what she said, in a way, as Puerto Ricans not paying taxes in the island and not getting the refund, I feel she's right in that sense because they are not paying federal government the payroll taxes, but Social Security taxes and all the other things they do pay. Okay? The only thing that bothers me, what she said, and she's not apologizing, is the foreign issue. That has us ticked.
Employees in Brown Waite's Brooksville office refused to comment, referring WMNF to the representative's Washington, D.C. office. The Washington office did not return WMNF's call by airtime. Not everyone at the courthouse fully supported the protesters' position. Kit Raymond was at the demonstration passing out flyers for a cafe across the street. She's from Brooksville and works with a group that feeds people who are hungry and said she's concerned about people who need the tax rebates to survive.
I think that definitely Ginny Brown Waite misspoke. They are citizens, but they have also voted many times to not become states, to take a lot of the benefits of citizenship and not to have some of the responsibilities. So in my opinion, if they've decided not to pay income tax and it's been their own choice, they shouldn't receive the rebate.
Before the rally, Representative Brown Waite released a statement defending her position and sending a message to the protesters saying in part, "Democrats have once again chosen race-based hysteria." She also added, "The American citizens who live and work in Puerto Rico do not pay federal income taxes to the United States Treasury. My constituents do not believe that Puerto Rico residents should receive tax rebate checks. That debate is moot, however, since the economic stimulus package has been signed into law. Puerto Rico citizens, just like Americans living in the 50 states, the District of Columbia, and the other possessions, will receive checks courtesy of the federal taxpayer." Alan Grayson is a Democrat running for Congress in the Orlando area district, currently occupied by right-wing Republican Rick Keller. Grayson said he came on the bus from Orlando because he wants to fight division in the country.
People are fed up with efforts to divide the country, to pit one person against another, one group against another. We are one nation. We are one people. There's no reason to demonize Puerto Ricans, just as there's no reason to demonize pregnant women, no need to demonize immigrants, no need to demonize homosexuals. We are all Americans, and that's why all of us are here today.
Newspaper accounts of the rally said 400 protesters were expected. After only a quarter of that number showed up, Brown Waite sent out another press release calling on Orange County Democrat Party leaders to reimburse Hernando County for the cost of security. Brown Waite added, "Given the anemic turnout at my office today, I can come to no other conclusion than Orange County Democrat leaders were misleading Hernando County law enforcement about the size of their protest in effort to generate press coverage of what now appears to be nothing more than a Democrat rally on government property today." She referred to Bill Robinson, the chairman of the Orange County Democratic Party, who told WMNF that he informed Hernando security leaders Wednesday that a crowd of 400 was overly optimistic.
That sort of raises an impediment to free speech. You know, it's almost impossible to gauge how many people are going to show up at an event like that. The real savings here would have been if Ginny Brown Waite had been humble enough to submit an apology for the statement she made. And then none of this would have been necessary. We all could have stayed home and spent our time doing other things.
For WMNF News, reporting from Brooksville, I'm Sean Canaan.